Well, good morning, my friends. It is time to talk about the outdoors, and we have Mr. Larry Wysoon, my good friend, with me. Larry, thanks for being with us this week.
Look, it is my pleasure. And if you don't mind, I'm going to mention two different things.
Yes. We're
talking about the Pittman-Robertson Act, which was back in the 1900s, and the Dingell-Johnson Act back about the same time. You know, people wonder where the money comes from for conservation. Well, it comes from hunters, quite frankly, you know, the sale of hunting and fishing license themselves. But in the case of anything having to do with firearms, ammunition, scopes, bows, arrows, all that kind of stuff, hunters asked to have an excise tax placed on those to pay for conservation many, many years ago. And so, you know, to me, the same thing happens with the Dingell-Johnson Act, which has to do with fish, anything having to do with fishing. Those two acts are the ones that created the funds that they're the huge amounts of funds. We're talking about many, many millions and millions of dollars that fund creates. And then those dollars are distributed to the states based upon the number of hunting licenses and fishing licenses they sell. And basically, when you get right down to it, that's what pays for the conservation, with all the things that the different natural resources departments, you know, do, and you, we used to call them game departments, but now they're, you know, wildlife, because they look at everything. But, you know, if somebody's really interested in wildlife and professes that they love the outdoors, the best thing that they can do, quite frankly, is go out and buy hunting and fishing products and then go buy a hunting and fishing license. And if they really love the outdoors, that's what they'll do.
That's right. And you know, the truth of the matter is, it's hard to imagine someone that doesn't like catching a fish or hunting turkeys or hogs or deer, but buy the license. You're going to help. You're going to help keep the game numbers and the fish numbers stocked and all that, even if you don't hunt, right? You know, I mean, go get the license.
Look,
yeah.
It goes beyond that, because that money supports all the stuff that's done on non-game, such as songbirds, butterflies, all those kind of things. It's the hunter and the fisherman that actually pays for that conservation. And conservation is the wise use of. Conservation promotes life. Preservation is very tunnel vision, and it actually promotes death when you get right down to it. So, you know, become a wildlife conservationist and get out there and go hunting and fishing, buy hunting and fishing license, buy hunting and fishing products, and my God, you'll be helping wildlife all over North America, not just in the state where you live.
That's right. We have a little over another minute, but I would like to mention a good place to learn more, the Dallas Safari Club. That's biggame.org. And Larry has been a key spokesperson for the Dallas Safari Club for years, and I've always promoted it every way that I can. Great organization, Larry, and people can just go to biggame.org and learn all about it, can't they?
Look, they truly can. We also have the DSC Foundation, which is the granting arm of it, and they can learn more about it by going to dscf.org. And if they go to biggame.org, you know, we've got chapters established all over the U.S. now, and it's a great place to learn more about wildlife, learn more about people who love the outdoors, and to get to know those folks and probably become good friends with them. So there's a listing on the website of the different chapters, and also how people will come involved with the chapters themselves.
You bet. Well, Larry, thank you very much for being with us. And folks, if you want to hear some more outdoor talk, I have a podcast and a radio show, an hour-long show. You can just look for, you know, Catfish Radio as a podcast, or go to catfishradio.org and learn all about it. Larry, I want to get you back soon. How about that?
You got a deal.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by ATN Thermal Scopes and Thermal Spotters that Luke uses, Butcher Packer Supply, Choctaw Hunting Lodge in Southeast Oklahoma, CVA Muzzle Loaders, the Dallas Safari Club, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, Kuby Sausage House in Dallas, Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, Pyramid Air, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Stealth Vision, Striper Express, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, and the Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas.